Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Monkey and the Way of Zen by Serena Chu presents a modern, story-driven doorway into Zen-flavored mindfulness, built around 28 short stories. The book uses simple scenes and gentle lessons to explore common mental habits such as overthinking, anxious planning, self-criticism, and the restless search for certainty. The monkey becomes a vivid symbol for the busy mind that swings from worry to distraction, while Zen practice is shown as a practical way of returning to direct experience. Rather than relying on abstract philosophy, the book emphasizes approachable reflections readers can apply in ordinary moments during work stress, difficult conversations, loneliness, or decision-making. Each story aims to nudge the reader toward noticing thoughts without being ruled by them, loosening attachment to outcomes, and cultivating steadier presence. The result is a calm, encouraging guide that frames inner peace not as a distant achievement, but as a skill that can be practiced one small moment at a time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the monkey mind and the habit of overthinking. A core theme is recognizing the monkey mind, the inner chatter that leaps to worst-case scenarios, rehearses arguments, and turns minor problems into mental marathons. The stories highlight how overthinking often pretends to be problem-solving, yet frequently produces more tension than clarity. By portraying everyday situations where the mind spirals, the book encourages readers to distinguish useful reflection from compulsive rumination. The practical lesson is to notice when thought becomes repetitive and emotionally charged, then gently return to what is actually happening now. This shift is not about suppressing thoughts, but about changing the relationship to them so they lose their grip. Readers are guided toward observing thoughts as passing events, rather than unquestionable truths, which can reduce anxiety and indecision. The monkey metaphor makes it easier to spot familiar patterns, jumping ahead to imagined outcomes, clinging to certainty, or chasing constant stimulation. Over time, the approach points toward a quieter baseline where attention becomes steadier, choices become simpler, and mental energy can be redirected from worry to living. Secondly, mindfulness as a daily practice. Not a perfect state, the book frames mindfulness as an ordinary skill built through repetition, not a special mood reserved for retreats or ideal conditions. Through short story lessons, it emphasizes returning to the present in small, realistic ways, noticing breath, sensations, sounds, posture, and the emotional tone of a moment. This approach helps readers see that mindfulness is less about forcing calm and more about paying attention without harsh judgment. When the mind wanders, the practice is simply to begin again. The stories also show how mindfulness can be used in the middle of real-life challenges such as deadlines, family friction, loneliness, or uncertainty. Instead of treating daily stress as a failure, it becomes the training ground. By bringing awareness to routine actions, the reader learns to interrupt autopilot patterns like doom scrolling, reactive speaking, or compulsive planning. The cumulative message is encouraging presence is available in brief moments, and those moments add up. With consistent practice, mindfulness becomes a stabilizing habit that softens reactivity and increases the sense of choice in how to respond. Thirdly, letting go of control and attachment to outcomes. Another major topic is letting go, especially the subtle ways people cling to outcomes, approval, certainty, and the need to be right. The stories explore how attachment can masquerade as responsibility or ambition, while actually tightening the mind and narrowing perception. Zen-oriented letting go is presented as a shift from gripping to allowing doing what can be done, then releasing the demand that life match a specific script. This does not mean passivity or indifference. Instead, it is portrayed as a more effective way to act because action becomes cleaner and less distorted by fear. The book highlights how attachment fuels stress by turning preferences into requirements and turning setbacks into identity threats. By loosening this grip, readers can recover flexibility and see more options in difficult situations. Letting go also applies to inner experiences, releasing the need to fix every feeling, interpret every thought, or control the pace of healing. The stories point toward a quieter confidence that life can be met moment by moment, even when outcomes remain uncertain. Fourthly, compassionate awareness and the softening of self-judgment. The book repeatedly returns to the role of kindness in awareness. Many people try to improve themselves through harsh inner commentary, believing criticism will create discipline. The stories challenge that assumption by showing how self-judgment often fuels more anxiety, procrastination, and emotional exhaustion. A Zen-flavored compassion is introduced as a steady, clear-eyed friendliness toward what is present, including mistakes and uncomfortable emotions. This compassionate stance makes it easier to observe patterns without denial and without spiraling into shame. It also supports more honest self-inquiry. When defensiveness drops, learning becomes possible. The theme extends outward as well, suggesting that when the reader becomes less entangled in their own mental noise, they naturally listen better and react less harshly to others. compassion here is not framed as sentimental positivity, but as a practical tool that reduces inner friction and improves relationships. By replacing judgment with curiosity, the reader can recognize triggers, understand needs beneath reactions, and choose responses that align with values rather than impulsive emotion. Over time, this can create a gentler inner climate where change feels sustainable. Lastly, finding inner peace through simplicity and direct experience. A final thread is the idea that peace is discovered through simplicity, reducing the distance between life and the mind's commentary about life. The stories encourage returning to direct experience, such as walking, eating, working, and speaking with full attention. This simplicity is portrayed as a remedy to modern overstimulation and constant evaluation. When attention is scattered, life can feel thin and restless. When attention is gathered, even ordinary moments feel more vivid and sufficient. The book suggests that happiness becomes more accessible when it is not postponed until every condition is perfect. Instead, contentment is cultivated by appreciating what is here while still engaging responsibly with goals and responsibilities. Zen principles like beginner's mind and non-striving appear as attitudes that reduce pressure and open perception. Rather than chasing peak experiences, the reader learns to settle into the reality of a single breath, a single task, or a single honest conversation. The monkey mind gradually relaxes when it sees there is nothing essential missing in this moment. Inner peace, then, is presented as a practice of returning and simplifying again and again. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a gentle, accessible way to explore Zen-inspired mindfulness without dense theory. It will appeal to people who struggle with overthinking, anxiety-driven planning, perfectionism, or a constant sense of mental clutter, as well as readers who enjoy learning through short stories rather than long lectures. The practical benefit is that the lessons can be applied immediately, noticing thought loops, returning to the present, loosening attachment to outcomes, and responding with more compassion. Over time, these shifts can improve emotional regulation, reduce reactivity in relationships, and create a steadier sense of well-being that does not depend on circumstances being ideal. Compared to similar mindfulness books, its value lies in its concise, story-based format and its repeated emphasis on practice in ordinary moments. The short chapters lower the barrier to consistency, making it easier to read a little each day and reflect. If you want calm guidance that supports real-life change through simple Zen principles, this book is worth buying as a daily companion for building inner peace. If you would like to support Serena Chu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.